It's hard not to ring the bells sometimes. The good news, the gospel, is that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. It's not a long and complicated theology. You don't need to know Greek to understand it. The heart of the gospel is simple and oh so very sweet. It can be preached clearly in 10 minutes, and I will do that. You can time me if you like. We are each born into a world rife with darkness, a darkness which we often deny. Ours is a world where we honor the powerful and treat them with respect, yet permit the powerless to go hungry and die. Where we fight and kill, even over land and possessions. Where children shoot children and drug dealers are glorified. This congregation is filled with victims of the darkness. And with those who have participated in it. I know this as a pastor and with a pastor's heart. We have been addicted to drugs, and we have sold them. We have damaged our families and our bodies with alcohol. We have been abused and abusers. We have been raped. We have been in jail. We have suffered from physical and mental disease. We have practiced the occult and believed the very lie which beguiled Adam and Eve, that we ourselves are God. We have been oppressors and we've been oppressed. We have loved ourselves more than our children, more than our husbands and wives. We have divorced and been divorced, allowed a love promised for a lifetime to wither and die. We have fled from friends and loved ones who spoke words to us we didn't want to hear. And we have spoken words we ought not to have, or disguised selfish motives in words of pretended kindness and care. And we have retreated into ourselves and tried to shut the truth out, but it only gets worse. We have all participated in the darkness. We have all sinned. Were we to begin to recount the evil we have suffered or caused, we would be here for a very long time. We can deny it or minimize it, but we fool only ourselves. In 1 John it says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We were born into a world under the power of darkness, and we are lost in it. We have all sinned. But there is a Redeemer. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. In the Gospel of John, it reads, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. He came to what was His own, and His own people did not accept Him. But to all who received Him, who believed in His name, He gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. There is a Redeemer, Jesus Christ. We are each given power by Jesus Christ to turn away from our sin, from the powers of darkness which rebel against God. Whether our sin and suffering is seemingly small are as black as the pit of hell, Jesus Christ invites us to leave the darkness, to change sides, to turn to Him, the light of the world. For in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And Jesus promises that by so doing, we will be born again, not of the blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. We will be born again, and we will become children of God. And His children are those who have made the decision to turn to Jesus Christ. In 1 John it reads, God abides in those, lives in them, who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. It's that simple. This is how we each, if we choose, begin a new life. This is how we enter the kingdom of God. Last night, during the great vigil of Easter, we baptized three people. Each of them made this choice. Each of them changed sides. Each of them turned from the evil and suffering and madness of this world and accepted the sweet, sweet love of Jesus Christ. They were born again as children of God. And they publicly acknowledged their faith before others. Because Jesus says in Matthew 10, everyone who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. So it's been put clearly before you now. The heart of the gospel is Jesus Christ Himself. It is the sweet love which He offers to each of us. Have you made this decision? Have you turned from the darkness to the One who is the light of the world and accepted Him in your heart as Lord and Savior? You can do that right now. If you've accepted Him, but you've never stood and acknowledged it before others, as Jesus says we must, you can do that now. If you're not sure if you've done this, you can do it now. If you would like to rededicate your life to the precious Savior which you love, you can do it now. Let His love fill you and overwhelm you. You are set free by it. I will ask you now to open your prayer books and turn to page 302. In the middle of this page are the vows which those who were baptized last night took in their baptism. And I would like to invite each of you now to stand and declare that faith before God as I ask you these questions. Please stand. Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord? If you would turn the page, page 304, this is the baptismal covenant. This is the promise between us and our Lord. And this is the statement of our faith, and I invite you to say this statement of faith. When it refers to the Holy Catholic Church, we refer to the Church Universal. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of God.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? I can assure you, as a minister of God, if you have spoken these words and meant them in your heart, your salvation is assured from this moment on, and nothing can overturn it. Now, if you'll turn to page 387, please. Devin, would you bring the cross down?